Podcast, and we are now live.
Great. Thank you very much, Camille. So I want to thank LTD board members, LTD staff, and the public for joining us in this remote format, which we're using to comply with Governor Kate Brown's Stay Home, Save Lives order. These remote meetings allow the LTD board to meet its obligations while keeping all those involved as safe as possible. So I wanted to give a quick update. Let me call this meeting to order. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this LTD Board of Directors special meeting to order. I see that everyone is present. I'm going to just make sure I'll list the names off. I believe Kate Reed, Dusko, Don Norden, Caitlin Vargas, and Emily Secord are all present. I do not see Stephen yet. Stephen, if you're there, just say hello. Okay, I think everyone's here except for Stephen. Just some quick board comments. I wanted to give a quick update on the questions posed by the BEST memo from last week. They were about the budget. Staff is still working on answering them, and they anticipate getting us a written response by tomorrow. And I will definitely put it on the agenda for discussion next meeting. Next, I want to acknowledge LTD employees continue to provide essential transportation services to our community. Also, while during a pandemic, and also while our society is trying to address historic racial inequities. And so it is a very difficult and complicated time, I think, for everyone right now. AJ, if you're on the line, would you have some comments for us as general manager?
Yes, Carl, I am on the line. Sorry, I'm on the phone. I do want to state that definitely I want to thank the board for reaching out to me and showing their support for our employees, and thank our employees for the hard work they're doing, as you indicated, Carl, in addition to, you know, managing our new reality of COVID-19. And, you know, we have a lot of processes and procedures in place that keeps our customers safe, keeps our employees safe. And these challenging times with our community have exercised their right to march peacefully. But also some have, of course, taken to the streets with violence and have caused danger to our community. What we have done in response to that is making sure that our decisions are in the best interest of our customers and our employees. And I will say our operations team led by Jake and his supervisors, Frank, have done a great job with their team to making sure that we've had no significant incidents. We've had minor damage, nothing notable, just graffiti type. Our facilities team's been out there making sure our facilities stay clean. So it's really been a team effort by a lot of different individuals serving our community. So I'm happy to say that not only have they been responsive, but they've been proactive in coordinating with city officials to make sure that the community is safe and that we're actively providing the resources needed. So just really wanted to state that and thank the board also for their support, reaching out and sharing their support for our employees. That's it.
AJ, thank you so much for that report, and thank you to you and your team for doing all of that. Next on our agenda is announcements and additions to the agenda. I want to also just say that I'd like to give some, I mean, given our times, with all the social and current events going on, I wanted to give board members some time to be able to make some statements on their own behalf. And so if you would like to go ahead and raise your hand or just indicate to me in some way you'd like to speak. Sure. Okay, Josh, go ahead.
Thank you, Carl. I'll try to keep this brief. I think a lot of us have been getting long messages, but I just want to leave a few things not unsaid. I would like to recognize I should clarify, I'm speaking personally on my own behalf as an LTD board member and as an individual, but not on behalf of the board as a whole. I would like to recognize the pain and injustice that Black communities in the U.S. have experienced throughout our nation's history. The outrage that so many of us feel at recent killings, notably George Floyd in Minneapolis, but many others, and the upheaval that so many communities are experiencing in reaction to this justifiable outrage, I would like to reiterate my commitment as an LTD board member and my sense of responsibility for the agency to serve everyone in our community without prejudice, bias, or discrimination. And I'd like to remind all members of the community that we are always open to feedback and constructive criticism, but especially so at this time. If you know how we might better do this job, please reach out. LTD.org is the website, and you can always reach the board at boardofdirectors@ltd.org. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Josh. Was there any other board member who would like to speak? Yeah, go ahead, Don.
I'm here that there may be entering the phase three end of the week, and I'm just kind of wondering what that means in terms of being able to provide any more service to do anything with the pilot projects or
things that Don, they're only entering phase two. They're only entering phase two. And phase two
at the end of this week.
What's that? Yeah, in phase two, there's some changes, but they haven't been specific yet. And so we are keeping our eye on it, but it isn't a wholesale opening of things. Phase three is, but that isn't expected until probably the end of the summer sometime.
Don, did you freeze on us or is it on my side?
Nope,
he's frozen. I think the other moving face. Oh, hey, Don, you're back.
I just muted out. No, I'm finished. I just muted it when I said that. Mark answered that. I'd heard that it was end of the week, phase three, and so I understood.
Got it. Thanks for that clarification. And Mark, thanks for the answer. Checking in just to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much. And thank you, Josh, for crafting that very eloquent statement. And I would put my two cents in with that and in agreeance on many of the things that you said. And I had a opportunity the other day on a call with Mayor Venice and Brittany Quick Warner and some other business owners in our community to talk about some efforts that the community as a whole might make in the future to kind of heal not just the injustice that's happening currently, but the systemic racism within our community, the kind of trauma that the Eugene community has grown up with around systemic racism historically and currently. So I just want to say that as a LTD board member and as a member of the community, I will continue to do everything that I can to keep LTD in the loop on that and also make sure that we are participating in that healing process as well. So I just wanted to put that out there because I think it's a very heavy time and it's important to stay in the loop. You're muted, Carl.
I thought I pressed the button. Thank you very much, Kate. I just wanted to make one last check to see if any other board member wanted to speak before we move on. Yeah, go ahead, Emily.
I was just going to agree that, Josh, you said that really well, so I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I just really love this quote from Fred Rogers. He says, "In times of stress, the best thing we can do for each other is to listen with our ears and our hearts and be assured that our questions are just as important as our answers." So I know things are really difficult and heavy, as mentioned. So I think just reminding ourselves to be open to questions and to be open to asking questions is really important and what we can do to provide solutions. So I'm committed to that as well.
Thank you very much, Emily. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for those comments. We're going to go ahead and move on to our main item today, which is our ridership and operations update with Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm going to share my screen, and then there's a lot of info that Mark has to share tonight, so I'll be quick. Everybody see that? Okay, so again, what you're looking at is data really for most of the month of May and the first couple of days in June. And you can see things are pretty steady. If you squint at it, we're increasing, riderships is increasing slightly. Proportion of regular service ridership continues to increase relative to MX ridership. You can see the effects of the curfew, particularly in the graphic here on boardings after 8:30. And so, those have been lower than in previous times. And we'll see how that looks next week. In terms of whether it's back to normal or not. Slightly affected, I think, the boardings on yesterday. Let's move on here then. Looking at loads or overloads for 40-foot buses, you can see both Monday and Tuesday had higher loads or higher number of overloads than the previous week. And what we found over time as kind of a pattern is the beginning of the month is when people often get their checks and there's a lot of shopping. You can see this is the number 13 bus, and that's associated with a lot of the like Walmart and places like that in Springfield. So similarly with the overloads on MX, again, we're talking about, 5 or 6 here, much less than we had previously, but more than we saw last week. And again, we think it's attributable to it being the first part of the month. one of the things that we did, and Josh, you reached out and just wanted to again see at least one slide that had the context of kind of where we've been in pre-pandemic times and kind of what's happened since then. And so I'll just quickly walk through this, but we've had several different levels of service. In fact, we've gone through 4. And we're about ready next week. We'll start a 5th different level of service. And you can see that that was in response to the significant drop in ridership that was a result of the school closing down. And then, of course, the stay-at-home orders. A couple things to look at here. These peaks are very sharp. And actually, from a transit standpoint, that means that we're that's also a kind of a short period of time you're talking about here that we're peaking. That usually requires a lot more buses during that period of time. So you're putting them on, you're taking them off, as opposed to buses that might run all day. So we've talked about this before. The peaks have dramatically flattened out, but they've also shifted, and it's hard. I'll just say a graphic that's a work in progress. These peaks were happening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And right now what we're seeing is peaking closer to noon. And so there's a change. That's just an indication of the students not being there. And also, I think it's not just attributable to the students. In kind of more normal times, you'd see more. Outside of transit, this is still the same kind of pattern that you see, where it starts early afternoon, though, like the auto peak is usually between 4 and 6, for example. But anyway, that's what those things are. And I meant to bring these up so you could kind of see the difference. And there's been shifts in ridership. And actually this past week was the highest of these kind of COVID period weeks. So we'll see as we progress how that changes. So just to touch real quickly on ride source, again, you're seeing, there's a difference that you can see here relative to previous weeks in terms of call volume. And again, people can make calls ahead of time. So it's not necessarily directly related to ridership you'd see that day, but there has been this increase. And then with respect to trips, you can see also that those have gone up. Not sure exactly how, I guess it just would have been Saturday and Sunday, how these trips were affected by the curfews that were put in place. But otherwise, pretty much what you've been seeing the past few weeks in terms of this, again, slight increase in ride source trips. So at that point, I'd ask if you have any questions.
Thank you very much, Tom. Any questions? Because I've got one, but I'll hold it. Emily, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some clarity. It sounded like we're adding back some Sunday service, and I just wanted to clarify if that was going to be a full schedule of Sunday service or if it's going to be modified, sort of like what we've been seeing the last few weeks.
The Sunday service that we'll be operating on Sunday will be like our Sunday, regular Sunday service. I think, yes, that's what I'm going to go with.
Perfect. And then are we going to be doing any rider packets or marketing material that tells us what routes are going to look like in the fall, or do we need to hold off on any kind of production as far as schedules going forward till we have more information?
I would just start off, others might speak up, but there is still a lot of uncertainty around not just whether the U of O is back in session, but if they're back in session, there's still thought that there may not be as much on-campus population. So we're just going to have to, we're actually preparing a couple of scenarios to be ready one way or the other. And I think that creates a challenge for how we communicate that service. But we are aware of that need as well. So I don't know if Mark or AJ.
Yeah, I think as soon as we know what we're going to do, we, put as much information as we can to as many people as we can, but the uncertainty now is a little blatant, I guess, And so we, we're trying to, we're still hoping to get up to around the 200,000 service hours that we've talked about, for an annual basis in the fall. Might be a little more. I mean, hopefully it'll be a little more, might be a little less, but that's the target and what we're shooting for. And so, we just really have to kind of see what happens between now and, we're gonna have to make the call by probably late July.
Mm-hmm. Late July.
Latest. Yeah. And so once we make the call, then we'll get the information out. I think Kate had a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to add, I tuned into a Zoom call today with the presidents of all three higher education places. Were you watching that, Emily? Yeah. And so it sounds like they don't know as much as anybody else does. But what I did glean from that is that LCC will remain online as much as possible, while Northwest Christian and the U of O will be doing half capacity in classrooms. But that doesn't necessarily mean half capacity students on campus. So it will be really interesting to see when we're released to have
phase three.
It seems like they might spread the classes out, you know, more too.
Yeah.
So we won't have those peaks as much, you know, for people getting to campus. So, you know, it might be more of a steady flow from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. rather than, you know, 8 to 3 or whatever. So,
yeah. Do we think that because Northwest Christian goes back in August, that that would be kind of a good indicator of what the U of O will be doing in October?
Yeah, it's just such a scale difference
you know,
in terms of numbers. I don't know. I mean, we'll certainly watch it and you know, collect any information that's going to be useful to us to, you know, try to decide what to do for sure.
Just on the time of classes, Mark mentioned 7 a.m. and we were talking to the U of O planners, our counterparts, and we talked about it's likely to be more later in the evening as opposed to early in the morning, but just because of students being students.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, so I guess I can pick it up from here in terms of our adventurous week and what we've done with some service and different things. So, you know, Friday night and Saturday were interesting days, and, you know, we had to do end service early on both of those days, and which was, you know, the right call. Things really got a out of hand on Friday night. So, and I think Emily noted and AJ noted that, you know, we came away fairly unscathed, you know, a few tags on a few buses and a few buildings, but that was easily fixed. We had nobody assaulted, no buses damaged other than that. And so that was good. Monday night then was a curfew night. Sunday we didn't operate, which was a good thing because that was a huge peaceful rally. So Monday was a curfew by the city. So we ended service early that night. And then last night, we just decided, I don't know what's going on for sure. We ended service 1 hour early. And, you know, there was people out and about, but they weren't violent or overly disruptive. I mean, they blocked streets and stuff, but, you know, they were peaceful. And so they let us by. And so tonight we intend on operating just regular service till the end of our regular service hours, and just kind of hope that the violence has calmed down and that, you know, people will be peaceful. So any questions?
Mark, still there?
Yeah.
Oh. It might have just been me, but I think you trailed off a little bit. I think we got it. Any questions for Mark? Great. Actually, I had a question. I support, I think others have said this too. I think it would be a little good move to protect operators, by the way. Tom, going back to something you presented, particularly with route number 13, I was worried that with all those overloads, are we getting any complaints or other concerns from those?
I have not heard of any complaints about that. Yeah. Mark, I don't know if you have.
At it, I mean, it looks like a lot because the bar's big, but it was only three, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's only three buses that overload. So the bar looked really big because we haven't had that many on others, but it really aren't that many, and so yeah.
Okay. I guess people are pretty understanding under the circumstances. Yeah. Well, that's good. I know how sensitive. That's one of our major my feeling is that that's an area that definitely, from at least all the graphs we have, a sensitive economic corridor too. So that's why I thought I'd bring that up. Any other questions or concerns for any of those? Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Thank you, Carl. So just a couple things to make sure I understand all the stuff that that you presented, Tom, and also you commented on, Mark. Just because I'm trying to visualize sort of the operation of the system and connect it to the kind of annual hours of service equivalent. Those, you've given us a handful of those numbers over time. Adding Sunday service like takes us from what to what? Does anyone have that number offhand? I mean, like 150 to 170 or like, I don't know. I don't have a sense of scale there. Is that an easy number to throw out there?
I would say yes, but I don't have the specific number, but it's a small number of hours to add Sunday service.
Yeah. And I guess if you get a chance to do that, to include that next time, just mm-hmm. because we had a lot of budget discussions around the total funding locked in around 200,000, an average of 200,000 hours equivalent throughout the year. And so the more that we can kind of, you know, get some sense of scale for what increments of service mean, the easier it is for us to visualize. Not urgent right now, but down the road, that would be great. A couple of comments as a U of O employee. I would just say if you have to use a two-word summary, Kate's summary was perfect. Half capacity actually sounds about right, but it's been very interesting to see how detailed the planning is, the shrinking of classes that meet at the same time, the onlining of certain things. There's a cohort model where for larger classes that can't otherwise be accommodated, half of the students will meet with safe distancing on one of the 2 days, and the other half will come in the other days, and you'll have Zoom for the rest of it. If you think hard about that, it sounds kind of horrible, but I think there's sort of inevitable. But there is a lot of specificity, and then also the stretching of the day. I was offered the chance to teach at either 8:15 a.m. or 6:15 p.m., which is kind of funny. They are trying to push more stuff into the evening. So my assumption is that, and maybe you guys have done this all already talking to Dave Reeser and others at U of O, but I'm guessing certainly by later this month, maybe into July, we'll start to have a sense of the distribution of some kind of transportation demand across the day. And maybe it will actually be nicely spread out, but I would look forward to hearing about that, since I'm assuming, you know, if we just looked at last year, many of our fullest buses were probably, you know, the ones serving U of O at peak times. I wanted to throw out just two other thoughts for people and then curious to hear reactions. I was going back and looking at some of the Jarrett Walker pieces. I can't remember if this was a Jarrett Walker article that Best sent around, that Rob Sako sent around, or if it was another one that had circulated. But he has this point that, you know, when you're trying to get your bearings and think about the existing system, he said, there is no existing system. You need to sort of step back and say, what are the needs now? Like, what reconfiguration do we need to think about? And so I'm sure staff are already doing this to some degree, but it would help to sort of help us understand this a little bit better at the board level. We had kind of ventured down a similar pathway, a similar reconsideration with Transit Tomorrow. And it would be very helpful for us to hear, you know, what are the things that are driving, you know, potential new bids, so to speak, you know, new configurations of the system going forward. I was looking back at the Transit Tomorrow materials and the kind of, you know, talking about certain groups that are likely to be disproportionately transit dependent, you know, might be relevant filters for us to think through at this point as well, right? Lower income households, elderly, you know, youth who, you know, people who don't otherwise have access to cars in their household, whatever it is, that would be, it would be helpful to hear. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
If it would be helpful, we can share Jarrett's article with the board. That's easy enough. It was a good article. The title kind of captures a lot. You know, in the world we're in, we're all transit dependent, was his point. So yeah, it was a good piece of writing.
Yeah, thanks, Josh and Tom. And Tom, you can go ahead and have that send out whenever. We're going to get a memo tomorrow too. Any other questions or comments before I go ahead and conclude for today? Are you, Don, trying to? I think Don wants to say something. While we're waiting for Don to catch up with the internet, anybody else?
I thought I
had... Kate, why don't you go? Oh, Don, are you still there?
Well, I noticed in the contract committee there was discussion about the voice over internet and that contract. And I'm just aware that Alcock had put a lot of investment into voice over internet and using their fiber optic system and all that. And I think all that was available.
We lost again, Don.
And
we're going to come back to Don.
I can address that. Alcog, and we're in discussions with Alcog. We have, and so we did have to extend our current provider right now. But over the next few months, we will be deciding a path forward, and Alcog is in the mix. You're muted, Carl.
You're muted. Are you
sorry? Thank you, Mark. Kate, go ahead.
I like that you're pointing at me on the screen because I don't know where I exist on your screen. I think that I was unsettled when, and I don't mean like emotionally, I mean my attention, when the comment came up about the questions that Best had. Was that the memo you were referring to that we'd be receiving? Or
that's correct. So we got
okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Earlier I was on mute. Yeah.
Right.
I know when I point to you, I know I'm not pointing exactly at you because we're not in the same room. Go ahead, AJ.
And just to clarify, I think Josh had contacted me about that and I told him staff's working on it, and Carl did as well. So I did let him know we'll get that out as soon as possible. We'll make sure we give it to the board. I'll read through what we have and send something out tomorrow morning. So that's my commitment to have that to you tomorrow. And then make sure we post it as part of our next, if the board wants, the next board meeting, even though it's a special board meeting. And we also post it as part of our public comment responses. So we'll make sure that it gets circulated. So not only the board, we just want to make sure it's available to the board as quickly as possible. We know you want time to read through it and maybe develop further questions. So we want to make sure we get that out to you. And yes.
Carl, you're muted.
Sorry, I would say I'm going to loop back to Don, and then we'll go back to Josh. Sorry about that. But did you happen to hear what Mark had?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just talking, and the screen went blank, and I had to go rejoin the meeting again. So that happened to me the last time, too. I didn't touch anything. Just, oh, well.
So did you hear my answer to your question about Alcock?
Didn't. As soon as it cut off, I lost everything. So if you have an answer, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, so we the contract is for an extension with our current provider, and because that was expiring. And so we will be looking at a new provider over the next few months, and Alcog is in the mix for that. So we haven't been in discussions with Alcog, and over the next few months, we'll make a decision.
Okay, I just feel like their system is better than the one we're using right now. So I just wanted to throw that out.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Don and Mark. And Josh, go ahead.
Thank you. I was just on the budget memo. I guess I want to be respectful of staff and mindful of the fact that it's June and that means there's less than a month before our next fiscal year begins. And so I just want to say that we should, I think, definitely plan on having this discussed in the next special meeting next week, just so we have as much time as possible if the discussion leads to suggestions of changes in the budget. I don't want to be doing that, you know, sort of with, you know, at the 11th hour. Well, I mean, it's already kind of the 11th hour, but not later in the 11th hour than it needs to be if possible, just to give staff time to react.
No, I agree, Josh. It will be on the agenda for next Wednesday. So the timing will be, we'll have a week to look at it because we'll get the memo probably tomorrow, and then we'll have a week to look at it, and then we'll discuss it next Wednesday. So, yeah, thanks for that. Any other comments? All right. So by way too long, sometimes we get an actual comment because I think it's actually we're at the time where we can go ahead and
it's supposed to be relatively fast meeting. So thank you everyone again. Really appreciate us all gathering this frequently now. And I hope everyone stays safe and healthy, and we will all see each other next. We'll see each other next week. Take care.
Thank you, everyone.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good week.